Now he's asking another question. Aina taskununa antum? Aina taskununa antum? Okay, what is the translation? All. Where do you all live? Huh? Fine, brother. Taskununa. How will you define taskununa? Fi'lun, mudari'un, marfu'un, bi-thubuti'nun. Are you with me? Bi-thubuti'nun. And where is the file? Wow. And what does wow signify? Antum. Brothers and sisters, the question says, Aina taskununa antum? If there was no antum there, and if there was only Aina taskununa, what would have been the translation? Where do you live? So why this antum has come? For emphasizing. This noun is used for emphasizing. Ikhwati, brothers and sisters, what is the meaning of ikhwati? Ikhwati, my brothers. Okay. Ikhwati, two words, mudaf, mudaf ilayhi. And ikhwatu is your mubtada, wa huwa mudaf, mudaf ilayhi. And where is the khabar? Yaskununa. Do you see now the verbs are coming in all forms? And we know it, inshallah. What is yaskununa? Fi'lun, mudariun, marfu'un, bi thubuti nun. Where is the file? Wow. What does it represent? Day. Remember, taskununa, the waw will represent antum. And when you say yaskununa, the waw will represent hum. Are you with me? Yaskununa fi mahajir. Mahajir jamiati, in the hostels of jamia. Amma ana, how will you translate that, brother? As for I. As for I. So I, ana, is your mubtada. Where is the khabar? Fa askunu. So do you see fa has come? But wherever amma comes, you should highlight amma and fa. Before also, we start again from the middle of the page. Amma ikhwati fakulluhum. Highlight fa. Are you with me? I think you highlighted it. Where is the next time amma comes? Yeah. Amma akhwati fa yadrusna. So fa again highlighted. Do something so that when you are revising your lesson, it becomes very prominent for you. Okay, brothers and sisters? And then again here comes. Amma ana. And where is the khabar coming? Askunu. So fa will come here. Fa askunu. What is the meaning of fa askunu? I live. Askunu, okay, brothers and sisters. Fi'lun, mudariun, marfu'un, bidamma. Where is the file? Damirun, mustatirun. Takdiruhu? Ana. But here you should remember, huwa. Here. In these two cases, the file can be mustatir or file can be mawjood. Are you with me? Al-fa'ilu. Okay. Mustatirun. Or it can be mawjudun. Are you with me, brothers and sisters? Both possibilities will be present in the sentence. And you will have to figure out. Okay? Now, in the case of أنت، أنا، أن نحن، Are you with me, brothers and sisters? Inshallah, you'll remember this. Huh? We are talking about five in the pocket. Okay? When it comes to huwa and hiya, two possibilities. Do you understand? We are talking about those five forms of fi'l mudari', which we call it jokingly, five in your pocket. Huh? Are you with me? So, out of those five, huwa and hiya form, the file can be mustatir, file can be mawjud. So before you jump to the conclusion, read the sentence. Okay? But as far as anta, ana, nahnu, they are always mustatir. Always, always mustatir. They are mustatir. Okay, brother? Amma ana fa askunu. So askunu is fa'lun mudari'un marfun bi dhamma. Al fa'ilu damirun mustatirun taqdiruhu ana. Fa ana askunu ma'a qaribin li. What is the meaning of qaribun? Means relative. In this case, relative. Now, we will learn a little more in the dars. The exercises are coming. When you say karibun li, it means I am staying or living with a relative of mine. With a relative of mine. In other words, you have many relatives, and you are staying with one of your relatives. Are you with me, brother? We are going to study this in detail later on in the lesson. I don't want to go in too much detail now. Let us just try to understand, brother. Ma'a, what is ma'a? Is a zarf. Sahi. And what is karibin? Mudafilehi. And what is li? Jar majrur. How will you translate? As for I live with a relative of mine. A relative of mine. There are many relatives. I live with one of the relatives of mine. Amutazabijun antaya Abdullahi. Amutazabijun antaya Abdullahi. Translation, brother. Are you married? La. Harfu nafi. Lastu. What kind of a sentence is this? It's jumla failure. But what is laisa? Laisa is min akhwatu kana. But we will say laisa fi'lun naqisun jamidun. Okay? You will hear from me this all the time, and inshallah, you will feel that you have already memorized it. If lastu comes, the fi'l is laisa. Where is the ismu laisa? Tu. And where is the khabar laisa? Bi mutazabbijin. Translation? I'm not married. I'm not married. Ma unwanuka. Unwanu means address. This is not Urdu word, brother. This is Arabic. Because unwan is also used in Urdu language. Ma unwanuka. Swahili also? Okay. What is your address? Hadhihi bithakati. brothers and sisters, you should be careful. What did I write here, brother? Bitakatun. How many words are there? No, it's one word. It's one word. B is not harfchar. It's part of the word. Are you with me? If it was harfchar, then it would become bitakatin. But I said bitakatun. So it is one word. It's not two words. Okay? Now when you say bitakati, then how many words are there? There are two. Mudaf, mudafili. Hadihi mubtada bitakatu khabar wa huwa mudaf ya mutakalam. Full stop. Fiha unwani. What is fiha? Char majrur, shibu jumla khabar. Unwani, how many words are there? Two. My address. Unwanu. And ya mutakalam. So where is your mubtada? Unwanu. Wa huwa mudaf. And mudaf ilayhi. Very good, brother. Your business card. Business card. Brother. I forgot to tell you. Business card. Are you with me, brothers and sisters? Ashkuruka ya akhi. Ashkuruka ya akhi. Ashkuruka ya akhi. I thank you, oh my brother. Ashkuruka, ashkuruka. What is the verb? Ashkuru. What is madi? Shakara. What is madi? Shakara. Bab nasara. Shakara, yashkuru. Yashkuru, tashkuru, tashkuru, ashkuru, nashkuru. So when you say ashkuru, how will you define it? Felun, mudhariun, marfun, bidamma. Where is the file? Ashkuru. Mustatir. Takadiruhu. Ana. Fine. What is ka doing here? Mafulun bihi, brother. Ashkuru is not noun. Ashkuru is verb. If it was a noun, then ka would be mudafili. But here it is mafulun bihi. Yahi. Ana masrurun. Ana mubtada. Masrurun khabar. What is the meaning of ana masrurun? I am happy. B, now B is harf jar. Lika'i. Ism majrur. Wa huwa mudaf and ka mudafili. B lika'i ka. How many words are there? Three. What is the meaning of B lika'i ka? With meeting you. By meeting you or with meeting you. This is a nice sentence you can use in your daily lives. Ana masrurun bilikaika, or if you tell a sister, bilikai ki. Or if you tell many brothers, bilikai kum. If you tell all the sisters, bilikai kunna. Very beautiful sentence. You should memorize it, brother. Ana masrurun bilikaika. Ana saanzilu. Now, okay, brothers and sisters, nazala, nazala, nazala is bab daraba. What is nazala? Nazala, what is the meaning of nazala? To get down, to descend, to get down. Now, brothers and sisters, nazala, what will be the mudariya? Yanzilu. What will be the mudariya? Yanzilu. Yanzilu. Okay? So if it is yanzilu, then it is tanzilu, tanzilu, anzilu, nanzilu. Fine, brother? Now, you know, fi'l mudariya, brothers and sisters, has the meaning of present and future together. Okay? If I say to you, Adhabu ila suk hadhal masa. How will you translate?
I go to the market
Masa is evening. So it is not evening now. So if you say Azhabu, Azhabu ila suq hadal masa, I will go. See, Azhabu here gave the meaning of future. But if you want to exclusively say it for future, then you will add seen to the fail mudariya. What will you do? You will add seen. What is it called? Harfu What will you say in English? Particle of futurity. What will you say? Particle of futurity. Particle of futurity. Are you with me, brothers and sisters? Istiqbal. All these things are mentioned in your key. I request you to read it. Keep the key next to your bed, bedside table. And whenever you get chance, read it. Read it before you go to bed. It will just make your understanding very strong, inshallah. So here, when you use seen with fi'l mudhari', then you make it exclusively for future. So if I say, ana sa'anzilu, means I will get down. If you only say anzilu, I'm getting down. But if you say sa'anzilu, then I will get down. So seen makes the fi'l mudhari' exclusively for future. Okay, brothers and sisters? Fil mahtati al-kadimati. Mahtati is a station. Unibus stop or train station stop. Which comes? Kadimati means next. Next. Coming. When you ride subway, what does the operator say? Next station. And you get up, get ready for it. So, al-mahtatul kadimatu means next station. Al-mahtatul kadimatu, next station. Fine, brothers and sisters. What is ana? Mubtada. Where is our khabar? Sa'anzilu, jumla failure. What is seen? You will say, harfu istiqbal. Harfu istiqbal. Okay, fine. And what will you say? Anzilu, fa'lun, mudari'un, marfu'un, bidamma. Where is the five? Damirun, mustatirun, taqdiruhu, ana. Are you with me, brothers and sisters? Inshallah. Fi harf char al mahtati ism majrur al kadimati naat. Remember al mahtati al kadimati naat. Very good. Here is another beautiful sentence. Arabic is so rich, brother, in salutations and in giving duas and, you know, in welcoming people and in many other expressions. Arabic is very rich. Abdullah, what is the sentence? Fi ama lillah. You know, most of the people use this word, but they do not know that after fi, it is ism majrur. You will hear them, fi aman Allah. What will you hear? But fi aman Allah, brother. It cannot be aman. Why? Harf jar ism majrur. So it has to be fi amanillah and not amanallah. Don't make it mansub. It's majrur. Fi amanillah. How many words are there? Fi amanillah, fi harfchar, amani is a majrur, wa huwa mudaf, and Allah mudafili. Got the idea? Now, this is a dua. Okay, means may you be in the protection of Allah. May you remain. This is the most beautiful thing, brother. If you really understand the meaning. Are you with me? Fi amanillah. May you remain in the protection now. May Allah protect you. Okay? How long should Allah protect you? Ilal likai. Till we meet again. Brother, if I don't meet you for the rest of my life, my dua is with you. May I meet you in Jannah. Till that time, may Allah protect you. Isn't it beautiful, brother? Huh? So you say, Fi amanillah. And sometimes, when you say Fi amanillah, the other person will say, Ila al-lika. Till we meet again. You know, I am also giving you a dua. That may Allah protect you till we meet again. Ila al-lika'i. How many words are there? Ila al-lika'i. Ila al-lika'i, brother. Two words. What are they? Jar majrur. They are jar majrur. Likai means meeting. Al-lika'u means the meeting. Ila al-lika. Are you with me, brother? This is, you can start using this sentence, you know. Fi amanillah. Ila al-lika. May you be in the protection of Allah till we meet again. Maybe tomorrow, maybe next week, maybe after a month, maybe after a year, or maybe over there, you know. My dua stays with you. Alhamdulillah. It's so beautiful, brother. If you understand the meaning, then you feel it. The words, they can touch you. Asaiku. What is the meaning of asaiku? What is the meaning of asaiku? The driver. The driver. The bus operator. The TTC person. The bus operator. Now he is Lee Faisalin. He is saying to the Faisal, Hazal Babu. Hadha al-babu, what is hadha? Al-babu, badal. Where is the khabar? Lid-dukhuli. Lid-dukhuli. What is lid-dukhuli? Jar-majrur. Shibu jumla, khabar. What is the meaning of dukhuli? For entering. Dakhala is to enter. Dukhul is entry. Ya Sayyidi. What is the meaning of Ya Sayyidi? Sir. Oh, sir. Okay? An-nuzulu. What is an-nuzulu? Exit. Min huna. It is there. You know, in TTC, sometimes the bus will say, you know, get off from the back door. Front door is only for entering. Okay? Okay? So, this is what the driver is saying. Hazal Babu Lidhuli. This door is for entrance. An-Nuzulu Minhuna is there. Okay. Now in this lesson we are learning something new, very important, brother. And I will tell you briefly now. Okay. Brother, we have studied verb. Okay, we have studied verb. Dakhala. What is the meaning of dakhala? He entered. He entered. And what is the meaning of nazala? He got down. What is the meaning of sajada? He prostrated. Are you with me? What is the meaning of raja'a? He returned. Now, in English, we have, brothers and sisters, we make nouns by putting ing at the end. Enter, entering. Are you with me? Return, returning. Prostrate, prostrating. Are you with me? But in Arabic, we have also nouns which we derive from verbs. And they are called verbal noun in English. And in Arabic, they are called masdar. What are they called? Masdar. What is al-masdar, brother? Verbal noun. No, verbal noun, brother. This is extremely important. Very important. We are learning something new. When you have verb, there are two things in verb. It denotes action, but the time of action. Was the action in the past, or is the action happening now? In English, we call it, it has tense. What does it have? Tense. And also, it has a subject. It has a subject. But in master, brothers and sisters, in master, only the action is mentioned without tense and without subject. So if I say, dakhala, he entered. Now, if I form a masdar out of it, it will become duhul. What is the meaning of duhul? Entering. But it still has the verb in it. But no tense, no time, and no doer of action, no subject, no file. Are you with me? And then it is a noun. It will decline. It will have tanween if it is indefinite. If it is definite, it will have a tanween. Okay? So for the first time, now we are learning the master, how to make verbal noun from the verbs. Are you with me? What do we call it in Arabic? Master. In English, verbal noun. Now, brothers and sisters, we have to remember, Arabic is very vast. And there are many forms of master. So many forms of master that sometimes you can go crazy. But again, Dr. Abdurrahim, you know, in his vision and farsightedness, he will bring one form at a time. So we just handle one form. Are you with me, brothers and sisters? What is the one form here? Is fu'ulun. What is the wazan? Fu'ulun. What is the pattern? Fu'ulun. That is the form of a master. How you make master from a verb. So, dakhala, dukhulun. Nazala, nuzulun. Sajada, sujudun. Are you with me, brother? Raka'a, ruku'un. It's very easy. Most of them you already know. But you never knew that these are masters, and you never knew that it has a pattern. And once you know the pattern, it becomes easy. So what is the pattern, brothers and sisters? Fu'ulun. Now when you see anything in the Quran on the pattern of fu'ulun, then you know it is a master. Okay? Now, just to tease you, are you with me, brothers and sisters? Just to tease you now, I will give you another form of master. Just to tease you. Here is another verb, brother. What is it? Here is another verb. Now, this two have a different form of verb. Master. Master. What is the form of master for Nasara? Are you with me? What is the form of master? Falun. You know something? You already know it. But you never realize that you know it. You never realize that you know it. So there are many forms of master. We will be studying one by one. Right now we are studying this form for Ulun. But just to tease you, because you already know it, so I thought I should tickle you. I should tickle your mind. Okay, brothers, are you ready? Are you all listening? Iraja'a. What is after that? Nasru. What is Nasru? Master. What is Nasru? Master. Nasrullahi. What is Nasrullahi? Mudaf mudafilihi. Are you with me? Iza ja'a Nasrullahi wal fathu. Are you with me? Wal fathu. Okay. So what is the master from Nasara? Nasrun. And what will be here? Are you with me, brothers and sisters? See, you know it already. Okay. So if I say to you, Ja'a, what is Ja'a, brother? Fi'l Madi. Where is the file? Let me write it down. See, now you will watch how the noun ends. It's fathu. What is fathu? Marfu. And what is nasru? Marfu. Are you with me, brothers and sisters? So, we won't go into Ira now, because that requires further explanation. We'll do in book 3. Ja'a is your fi'l madi. Where is the file, brother? Nasru is your file. How do you know Nasru is file? You can see it's marfu. Are you with me, brother? So, Nasru is your file. No, because verbal noun. It's just like a noun. But it has the meaning of verb. Helping, help. Helping. Helping of Allah. Help of Allah. Okay, brothers and sisters. So, okay. No, this is not part of the lesson, brother, but I'm just trying to tell you. I want to make it interesting by bringing some verses of Quran here and there. Okay, brother, Iza Ja'a. Iza means when. Ja'a, here, Ja'a will become present tense, not the past tense because of Iza. But that we are going to learn in book 3. Translation is when the help of Allah comes. Ja'a Nasru, it is fa'il, wa huwa mudaf, and Allahi mudafili. And then there is a waw, ataf. And what is the next one? Al-fathu. See, now, when you read al-fathu, you will say this is marfu. Why it is marfu? Mautufun ala Nasru. Is Nasru definite, indefinite?
Definite.
See, because the mudaf ilayhi is definite, so nasru is definite. So if there is a ma'tufun ala, that has to be definite too. Are you with me, brothers and sisters? The whole Quran will become more interesting. You will be fascinated by it, inshallah. Once we learn the language. So nasru is also a verbal noun on the pattern of fa'alun, which we will learn later on. Right now, we are learning the pattern of verbal noun, which is fa'ulun. So keep that in mind, inshallah. It is coming in the... let us break for tea now, brothers and sisters. 15 minutes only. And inshallah, we will continue. Brothers, we are back from our break. Ajib anil as'ilatil atiyati. Bi ayyi jamiatin yadrusu Abdullahi. What will you say? Yadrusu Abdullahi fi jamiatir Riyadh. Inshallah, you'll be able to write down the... I'll be going a little faster now. Fi ayyi kulliyatin yadrusu huwa. Either you say huwa yadrusu, or you can even say yadrusu. In that case, it means he studies. Yadrusu fi kulliyatin handasati. Are you with me? Abdullah studies in the faculty of engineering. Fi ayyi kulliyatin yadrusu Isa. Yadrusu Isa fi kulliyati tib. Are you with me? Are you there with me? Fi kulliyati tib, inshallah. What about the next one? Fi ayyi kulliyatin yadrusu Ibrahimu. Yadrusu Ibrahimu fi kulliyati tijarati, faculty of commerce. Now these sentences are very easy to write, and it gives you extra practice, brother. Okay. Fi ayyi kulliyatin yadrusu Ishaq. Yadrusu Ishaq fi kulliyatin adabi, in the faculty of art. Fi ayyi kulliyatin yadrusu Ismailu. Yadrusu Ismailu fi kulliyatil ulum, in the faculty of sciences. Aina tadrusu akhwatu Abdullahi. Akhwatu Abdullahi. Are you with me? Fine. How will you answer now? Tadrusu akhwatuhu. What will you say? Tadrusu akhwatuhu. Or if you want to make it a short, what will you say? Yadrusna. What will you say? What is the meaning of yadrusna? They are studying. Yadrusna fil madrasatil mutawassitati. They are studying in the middle school. Or you can say also yadrusna fi madrasati Khalid ibn al-Walid lil banat. Are you with me? You can, all these things are there, inshallah. Yadrusna fi madrasati Khalid ibn al-Walid lil banat. Fine. Aina yaskunu Abdullahi. What will you say? Yaskunu Abdullahi ma'a karibin. Li is I. Lahu. MashaAllah. Are you with me? We are talking about Abdullah. We are not talking about ourselves. Yaskunu Abdullahi ma karibin lahu. He is staying in one of... Are you with me? Karibin lahu. Okay. Yaskunu Abdullahi ma'a karibin. And then you will say lahu. Sahih? Inshallah. What is the next one, brother? Aina yaskunu ikhwatuhu. You can say simply yaskununa, means they live. Are you with me? Yaskununa fi mahajil jamiati, in the dormitories or in the hostels of the university. Fine, brothers and sisters. Sahih. Correct the following. La yarifu Abdullahi Muhandisa Salmana. Is this correct? No. Then you try to write the answer. You just have to take out la. What will you say? Yarifu Abdullahi Muhandisa Salmana. Abdullahi mutazawwijun. What will you say? Abdullahi You have to use Laisa. Laisa bi mutazawwijin. What will you say? Abdullahi Laisa bi mutazawwijin. Very good.